he was going to catch up. And the first pitch swinging, rifled down the right field line by Kevin Graham. That's a base hit. Rounding third and headed for home is Bench. Graham coasting into second with an RBI double. And Ole Miss breaks out on top. 1-0 in the fourth.
Dylan DeLucia yesterday, that was a gem. That was fun to watch. That was a fun baseball game. One of the better games we've had at the College World Series. You throw in the previous night. Thank you, Ole Miss. Thank you, Arkansas, who have met 18 times over the last 3 years. But Dylan DeLucia was fantastic. It wasn't overpowering. He didn't throw 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He didn't walk anybody, which was huge. He just threw strikes. He located. And as a result, Ole Miss will play for the national championship. They got to win two, or Oklahoma's got to win two. Oklahoma's in a good spot. They meet tomorrow night at 6:30. I mean, what he did was legendary.
When that run plated, were you thinking to yourself, "Oh, that'll do it"?
Not necessarily so, because I thought at some point Arkansas would get to him, but boy, they did not hit hardly any hard balls.
I know.
It was fun. It was enjoyable.
Dribble City.
Yes. All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, David O'Neill's dropped by, Mike Sauter. We got Schaefer, Verz, and then Eric Sorensen, his thoughts on what will happen tomorrow. So yesterday what happened in college football is this whirlwind recruiting of Arch Manning, the five-star number one player, number one quarterback in this upcoming class, has said yes to Texas over Alabama and Georgia. I like, you know, people talk about him because of the last name and where he goes to school, and his ability. He's not a big social media guy. He's kind of just
talk a ton anyway.
Which I like.
Me
you
too.
Know? And he could easily do that. I mean, this is Alabama, Georgia, and Texas, but you can tell that he's brought up right. And it changes kind of the Steve Sarkisian coming off a 5-7 debut season on the 40 acres. It adds a little pressure.
You mean he doesn't tweet out believing his own hype?
No. I thought his tweet yesterday was great.
Yeah.
Committed to Texas. That's all he put on his tweet.
Take notes.
But there's something about, so the Manning family, and you know he's Peyton and Eli's nephew. He's Arch's or Cooper's son. And where Texas football is, because I think Nebraska's in this. I think any other school that likes to get into the recruiting game and go after the high profile players all can learn something from this. I've now changed in what a program has to do to achieve the commitment of a prospect. And I'm going to start calling it earned. I don't think we say that enough, that a college has to earn the commitment from a prospect. Because when you say earned, that means that you worked hard because that's somebody you wanted and you went and got him. It's pretty clear that Sarkisian definitely wanted Arch Manning. And he went and did everything possible to earn the commitment from this quarterback that, quite frankly, could be a program-altering move because there could be other people that come with him. But as this unfolded, and I listened to some commentary yesterday and then read some things, I think this is an important part. I said this about Todd Van Poppel and Riley Van Poppel choosing Nebraska. Now, Todd Van Poppel's on the baseball side, but gets it. You're in this little discussion as well, so don't get uncomfortable. But
I stay uncomfortable.
You played football at a high-level program, at a high level. So the way you look at programs that are recruiting Caleb are much different than I look at them in the recruiting process.
Correct.
So I think it does say a lot. Now we've got this incredible quarterback is coming here. But I think also the win for Texas yesterday is the family saw a vision of the program that maybe their own fan base doesn't see. If football people that have played at a high level see something in a program that their son or another sports daughter is going to go there, they see a vision of the program that they believe in the program, and I think you should listen to that.
Well, I'm 1,000% on board with that. I think it matters. And here's the key to what you said. When you're talking to people that have some insight or some background knowledge from a success standpoint, you have to talk to those people, I think, differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about some of the low-level periphery stuff like maybe in some other places. Because you know the ins and outs of how it really goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you have a pretty good idea of what it takes. So you're looking and listening for, like, buzz things.
Yep.
There's a particular player here in the area. In the area that did not choose Nebraska. And it's a little bit of a surprise to me. And I was talking to his dad about the decision-making, especially the position that he played. And he said, you know, I really tried. I tried to do this, 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 and this, because his dad is a Nebraska fan. He said the problem was the school that he picked sold him on a vision of why that program was a good fit for him. They didn't even talk about other schools.
Mm-hmm.
They just talked about what it is that they're doing. And it fit his personality because he's very sequential, right? And it's like, and the hard part for me is, you know, when to say, hey, well, they said that. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Or, hey, if they haven't said this, these are some of those things that you should be looking for. In my opinion, it's a really fine line between allowing folks to learn how they learn,
yep,
versus being told what they should know. Because retention and the ability to kind of have a practical application of it is still up to the end user.
Correct.
Good doesn't point. Really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you can try, and a lot of, we try, but at the end of the day, they're just those trigger fit things. But I think you're like spot on in terms of how you have to talk to those people, I think, differently, because we're looking for different things.
He's not in our studio, but let me bring him into the conversation about a high-profile player in the game of football in college and the NFL, Danny Noonan. If Nebraska gets a commitment from Maverick Noonan, they will have earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the family is doing all of their due diligence, mm-hmm, to make sure that their son has all of the tools necessary to make the proper decision for him on and off the field. But you have a guy.
No, that's a good one.
Who played football at a high level. Mm-hmm. That if Maverick Noonan chooses Nebraska, mm-hmm, and it's Nebraska and Stanford, Iowa still in the mix.
But that
says a lot, because if somebody that has played at that level for their son and they want their son to play at that level sees a vision. That's a feather in the cap of the program that gets a commitment from a guy like Maverick Noonan or Arch Manning or Caleb Benning, somebody like that.
It's funny, because what you're describing is why this was no setup, because we haven't even talked about this.
Nope.
That's exactly why I think he's the most important prospect in this class. I do. Because it's a difficult family to recruit to.
Mm-hmm.
They know a ton. And she's a fan. Like, she's a pretty big Nebraska fan, right? And so what happens is it's like me. It's, you try to guard against fandom. And so sometimes what I find myself doing, I'm just being honest, right?
Yeah.
I overcompensate for it. So I
don't. You don't want to come across as that. Correct.
Right. So I overcompensate.
Yeah.
I completely remove myself, even though I feel like sometimes at the end of the day, you know what? I probably should have said this, this, and this. But I don't, because, man, I don't want to come across as that guy just cheerleading and championing. Hey, man, go to my school. Mm-hmm. Go to my school. Now, there are times I want to, you know, but there are also some times where I'll hear some things and I was like, So that's not, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's all rainbows and butterflies. I'm telling you what my passion is. My passion is for the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, if I say this or I let him hear this, I mean, all these times I'm on the phone, it's like, hey, I can't talk right now. You know, I'm in the car or I'm on Bluetooth or my kid is in the room or, you know, so I like, but nor, like if it wasn't about him, I would just be having, I would just be freely having these conversations. So it's like changed the way that I think now too. Right. Because you can, in this case, it's going to sound crazy. In this case, I prefer to know less than to know more. Because for me,
I think that's a fair point.
Right. Yeah, I'm just being honest. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. I prefer to know, even though it's like, oh my gosh, this is your kid. Like you want to collect all the data you can, but I don't want paralysis by analysis either. And I've told those guys from the jump, don't do me any favors, right? I'm a Nebraska fan. I'm going to support the program. Shoot, man. I've supported Callahan. I supported Pelini. Supported Riley. Supported Frost, right? I want the university to do well. I do. You know this at my core. And I've always said, like, if you don't think he's good enough, then recruit him accordingly. I can much deal with that. A lot easier than if you really do want him and you're not recruiting him very hard.
Yep.
I said that from the jump.
You've been consistent. I give
from the
for that.
Jump, right? Because I'm going to be a fan regardless. I just get that out there. But and I think it's freeing for them too, right? Like, I'll respect you a heck of a lot more if you just say, hey, you know what? Hey, he ain't very good. Or he's this, or he's that, because I can. I've been through, like, I've been not good enough before, and I don't have any. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with that. But just don't have it be a deal where you really do want him and you don't give maximum effort because you feel like you don't have to.
That's why I keep using the word you've got to earn.
I know. That's why I'm vibing. Yeah, like you've got me to probably say some things this morning that I ordinarily wouldn't be saying out loud, but I mean, it's just where the conversation is headed.
For anybody that's wondering what you're saying out loud, you kind of said privately. So, and
yes.
People that are recruiting that are wearing GBR colors already know.
They know. Yeah. They know.
All right. 7:52, quick break. We'll come back, take a call or two. As we go to break, Pete Thamel is reporting the worst kept secret in college baseball, that Florida State is finalizing a deal for Link Jarrett from Notre Dame to be their next head baseball coach. I'm a huge fan. People got to know him more over this run when they won in Tennessee and then to hear at the series. He is legit. Yeah. He is a big-time winner. I love talking baseball with him.
He oozes confidence. Yep. He's like the Pied Piper in the tunnel, man.
He is great for the game of college baseball, and he is headed back home to be the head coach at Florida State.
And he loses a very mature team.
Yeah, those 33-year-old firefighters that are playing baseball at Notre Dame.
Ooh.
They have 16 guys that have degrees.
Yeah.
But, Florida State baseball needs to be in Omaha. And since senior retired, junior couldn't get him here. And now they've moved on to Link Jarrett.
Omaha.
He's a winner. I mean, and that's unfortunate for Notre Dame because another really good coach, a couple of years, and then off to a program that spends a little bit more on baseball and probably has a little bit more regional advantages than you do in South Bend. All right. Coming up in the next hour, David O'Neill will join us. A great event coming up at Tal Anderson Field on the 27th, Mike Sauter as well. And Sharp and Betting in the Morning at 1620 The Zone.